Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf yud gimel Baba Basra 113. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing a prohibition that was only applicable for the first generation of Israelites that entered into the land of Canaan. This generation was given up the land as an inheritance, and the land was divided up. And so the Torah tells us that in a situation where a woman could inherit the property of her father because she has no brothers, then there's a concern that the land will be transferred to her husband upon her death, and so therefore the land will go out from her father's tribe into her husband's tribe. And not only could it be transferred to her husband upon her death, but it could also be transferred to her son upon her death. And so therefore, the Torah says that in this generation, this first generation, the women had to marry into their own tribe, so in order not to transfer the property from one tribe to another. This is called the prohibition of Hasavas Nachla, of transferring the property from one tribe to another tribe. There are two verses in the Torah that refer to this prohibition, and one is the prohibition of Hasavas Nachla via the husband, via the Baal, and another one via the son. And there are two brisos in the Gemara, and both brisos assume that the second verse that we're going to cite refers to the husband, and the first verse refers to the son. And they're only going to argue about the certainty with which they know that the second verse refers to the husband and the first verse refers to the son. But they both agree that that is the case. The first verse is from Midbar chapter 36, verse 7. It says, "V'lo tisov nachala levnei Yisrael mimateh el mateh." You should not transfer the property of the children of Israel from one tribe to another. "Ki ish b'nachalas mateh avosav yidbeku b'nei Yisrael." Because each person should cleave to the tribe of their forefathers, and so the land should remain in the tribe of their forefathers. That is in Bamidbar Lamavav Pasuk Zayin. The next verse is two psukim later in Pasuk Tes. It says, "V'lo tisov nachala mimateh lemateh acher, ki ish b'nachala so yidbeku matos b'nei Yisrael." Again, here's the prohibition, but you cannot take it from one mateh to another mateh. So the first brisa that discusses these two verses says, of course, the second verse must certainly refer to the husband, the prohibition of marrying a husband from a different tribe, because you're going to have hasavas ba'al, the property is going to be transferred. And so therefore, he derives this from the fact that it says mimateh lemateh acher, and a child would not have the same concern. The child would not be called acher, other. And so therefore, since the second verse refers to the prohibition of hasavas baal, the first verse must refer to the prohibition of hasavas ben. The second brisa says, no, that's not how we derive that. We derive it from the fact that the first verse is that they both verses can be referring to the same thing. So the first verse must refer to the relative who's closer, and the relative who's closer is the child, is the ben, and that therefore the first verse is referring to the prohibition of hasavas ben, and this second verse must be referring to the prohibition of hasavas baal for that reason. So the Gemara says, well, how do we know that? How do we know that the second verse is referring to the prohibition of hasavas baal? My mashma, the Gemara wants to know, what is your proof for it? So Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila. So Rabba bar Rav Shila explains, maybe because the second verse says the word ish. It says you should not bring the land into the tribe of another man. Ki ish b'nachal aso yidbeku. Each man should cleave to his own tribe. So ish possibly refers to a husband. So that's the suggestion of Rabba bar Rav Shila. So the Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? Travayu ish k'sivbehu. Both verses have the word ish in it. The first verse also says ki ish b'nachal as Mateal Vosav Yidbeku. So comes along Rav Nachum bar Yitzlak, another Amora, and says, no, that the fact is that the second the verse says Yidbeku. So since the second verse says Yidbeku, that's a reference of cleaving. That's also a reference to a husband. So the verse says, what are you talking about? Both verses say Yidbeku. How can you derive it from that verse when both verses say it? So therefore, there are two other answers that the Gemara gives. Rava says, because the second verse says Matos, which refers to perhaps the husband. And another suggestion is that Rav Ashi says that the verse says acher, and the word acher cannot be a son. But we see from here that the first two suggestions said, well, one verse says this word, but the other verse also says that same word. So how could they have even suggested it? For this reason, Tosos is very bothered by this. And so Tosos comes up with a suggestion which the Achronim don't understand. Tosos says, you know why the Zamoraim suggested these words, which we said, but they're obviously in the second verse as well? He says they didn't know the Pesukim, that these great sages of the Talmud didn't know the Pesukim. Pa'amim shalayu bekiyin b'Pesukim. There are times where the sages of our Talmud didn't even know the verses. And indeed, we have a similar case, Tosfos suggests, in Baba Kama Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, where another Amora says, how come the second set of Ten Commandments say the word Tov, but the first set of commandments don't say the word Tov? And he says, why are you asking me why? I don't even know if that's the case. I have to go check. We see from here, says Tosfos, that not every Amora understood or had a clear expertise in knowing all of the verses of the Torah. So this is a very shocking suggestion, and many of the Achronim try to use apologetics to explain that Tosfos doesn't really mean what he's saying. I take it to mean that Tosfos is saying that you can have brilliance and have unbelievable righteousness even though you don't know everything. Today we have Google. Google could help us learn things. It's possible to be a great Torah scholar and give great contributions for generations of Jewish people, even if you don't know every single verse.